About 24 speakers came forward in what often were last-ditch stands to protect positions and programs they felt essential, even in the face of the district's estimated $12 million budget shortfall. Later, board member Jeannie Mackey summarized the tone of the evening and the board's unavoidable dilemma.
It's so difficult after listening to testimony on all of these things that really are important. To a point, it's kind of excruciating to have to cut out certain things and affect people. We're cutting things that we know have value. But in the end, there's really no choice.
Much of the testimony centered on high school secretaries, middle school career guides, and the middle school athletic program. The proposed general fund budget totals approximately $635 million. About 90% of that fund goes towards salaries and benefits. The administration proposed eliminating approximately 50 non-teaching positions. They include graduation support coordinators, two assistant principals, library media aides at all levels, three maintenance positions, and one secretary at each of the comprehensive high schools. Summer school offerings would be cut back and various fees raised. No teachers would be laid off, and the teacher-student classroom ratio would remain the same. Diane Guyette from Diamond was one of three high school principals who spoke. She described her awkward position. In the audience were two Diamond library aides slated for layoff, along with a graduation coordinator. But she and her two colleagues had come to speak against cutting one secretary position from each of the major high schools.
With every improvement that we make in our school, it requires more management, and a lot of that management is carried on the shoulder of our high school secretaries. And truly, having worked there at Diamond for 10 years, I do not see how we can sustain the excellence that we have now if we lose one secretary.
Several protested demoting middle school athletics back to intramural status and cutting each sport from 6 to 3 weeks. They described how participation in most cases improved academic achievement. School Superintendent Carol Como said the proposed reduction came from all the middle school principals, and it was more than a matter of money, but also the impact on class attendance. The proposed budget would keep the middle school career counselors who were hired with one-time federal American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, aka stimulus funds. When board members asked Como if the administration's proposed cuts were influenced by the board's earlier directive not to change class size nor go beyond $3 million from the fund balances, Como, without hesitation, said yes to both questions. The administration would have preferred $4 million from the fund balance. Board member Don Smith wondered if the administration could look into slightly expanding class size and see how much funding for other items would arise.
Could we request some kind of parameters, like what would be the effect of 3/10 of a student? I don't care how you balance. If you keep the kindergarten and first grade or second grade steady and make some modifications down through the higher grades, see what you can bring back. And consider in that same equation $1 million additional fund balance. And where does that get us?
Como said her staff would prepare that information. Smith then listed some of his priorities: the high school secretaries, library assistants, summer school, laptops to loan to students without computers at home, and maybe even a one-time bonus to teachers for the increased class size. Other board members then gave their priorities. As required by statute, the board voted its first approval of the proposed budget. It can still be changed, however, and likely will be, on the second and final public budget reading on February 3rd. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.